Welcome back. This one's for the heads who love that old jungle thing where the break feels alive. The fills feel like the drummer got excited, and nothing sounds copy-pasted. We're going to blend a break roll into a main break using groove pull tricks in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that saves you from nudging a million transients by hand. The goal is simple to describe, but advanced to execute: a 16-bar loop around 170 BPM. Main break doing the heavy lifting, and every 8 bars you get a 2-beat roll fill that lifts the energy, but still feels like it came from the same record. Alright, set your tempo to 170. Create 3 audio tracks. Name them break main, break roll, and if you want, tops or hats as an extra layer later. Drop your chosen break on break main. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever fits your vibe. For now, keep it rawish. Don't start processing like a maniac yet. We need the feel first. Step 1. Get a clean grid relationship. Not a surgical quantize. Just a sensible warp so the loop cycles cleanly. Double-click the clip. Turn warp on. Warp mode. Complex Pro is fine. Beats is also great if you want more transient punch. Set the segment BPM so it actually matches what you're hearing. And most importantly, line up 1.1.1 with the first strong downbeat transient. That first kick, or whatever the break's true one is. Here's your mindset. You're not trying to make the drummer perfect. You're trying to make the loop repeat without falling apart. Old jungle is feel. If you overwarp every little hit, you can actually delete the magic. Now we build the roll. And the big trick to blending is, the roll has to share the same DNA. That means it should come from the same break, or at least the same texture family. Fast method. Duplicate your main break clip onto break roll. Decide where the roll happens. Classic move is the last 2 beats of bar 8, and again at bar 16. So you've got that every 8 bars fill energy. In that roll region, start micro chopping. Split into 16th notes or 30 seconds. Grab a snare slice or a ghost hit and repeat it for a stutter. But keep some original slices in there too, because the moment every hit is the exact same slice, you get that machine gun effect. Jungle rolls need repetition, but they also need grime and variation. Alternate method, if you want more control, slice to MIDI, right-click the break, slice to new MIDI track, choose transient. Now you're in drum rack land, and you can write a roll pattern with note lengths and velocity shaping. This is really powerful because groove pull works great on clips, but MIDI gives you extra control over articulation. Like, you can do tight 16ths, then a little 30-second burst at the very end to hype the drop. Now we get into the main event. Groove pool. Open the groove pool, and we're going to use it like a composition tool, not a put swing on it gimmick. First, we're going to create a glue groove that already matches your break. This is the coach move that people skip. Go to your main break clip, right-click, and choose extract groove. That drops a groove into the groove pool that contains the drummer's native push and pull. That extracted groove is gold, because it's already period correct for that exact break. Then, add one more groove from the library as your attitude groove. Think MPC swing types, SP1200-ish swings, anything with that late 16th feel. You're listening for slightly lazy hat placement, maybe a snare that sits back a touch, and kicks that still feel like they punch forward. So now you've got at least 2 grooves. 1, your extracted groove, which is your glue. 2, a library groove, which is your attitude. Optional third groove, a more exaggerated one that you only use for transitions, like a ramp into the fill vibe. Now apply groove with intention. This is where the blend actually happens. On break main, set the groove to the extracted one first. Use it lightly, think 10 to 25%. This is just reinforcing what's already there and making your project feel coherent. Then if you want, you can put a subtle library swing on the main break too, but be careful. The main break is the anchor of your whole record. If you overswing it at 170, you start getting flams and weak impact. A good advanced way to think about it is anchor hits versus decorations. Your anchors are usually the implied kick on 1 and the snare on 2 and 4, or whatever the break's backbeat identity is. Keep those stable. Let the little ghosts and hats do the dancing. So if your roll is made of lots of tiny slices, those are decorations. They can take more groove. If you separated your roll into layers, you can even groove them differently. For example, keep the main transient slices tighter and let a ghost layer swing harder. Now on break roll, assign the attitude groove. Groove amount is allowed to be higher here. Think 40 to 70% depending on how extreme your groove is. Inside the groove pool settings, you're juggling timing, velocity, and random. Timing is the microshift. Velocity gives you that played bounce, especially if you're in MIDI. Random adds humanization. but it's dangerous on core transients. A practical setting approach: on the main brake, moderate timing, low random, a bit of velocity movement. On the roll, higher timing and higher velocity movement, but keep random pretty restrained so it doesn't smear. And here's a critical warning: if the roll starts to feel late and weak, it's usually because you push timing too hard. Rolls can get lazy in a bad way. If that happens, pull timing back a bit, but keep the velocity movement. Velocity is what makes the roll talk. Too much timing swing just makes it miss. Now the signature trick. Commit strategically. Once the roll feels close, select the roll clip and hit commit in the groove pool. What that does is it prints the groove into actual timing and velocity data, instead of it being a live groove overlay. This is huge because now you can edit like a musician, not like you're fighting a template. After commit, you can consolidate the roll region into one continuous piece of audio, and then do tiny crossfades and cleanup without that micro slice zipper click thing. And here's the advanced two-stage feel move. Commit the roll with the attitude groove. Then, after it's committed, apply the extracted blue groove lightly to the roll, like 15-25%. That re-glues the roll back into the pocket of the main brake, while keeping the roll's personality. It's like, first you give it swagger, then you seat it back in the mix. Now let's talk about groove ramps into the fill, because old-school arrangements intensify before transitions. Ableton doesn't really give you a perfect automate groove amount over time workflow the way you might dream it up, so the practical method is to duplicate clips with different groove amounts. Make a version of your main break clip for bar 7 that's a little straighter, maybe 25% groove. Then the roll clip in bar 8 goes heavier, like 65%. Then on the drop, bar 9, tighten it back slightly so the downbeat punches like it should. That contrast is a big part of why classic jungle drops feel violent even when the drums are swung. Now a blending issue you're going to run into if your main and roll are from the same source: phase and flam risk. Do a quick mono test. Put utility on your drum group and hit mono. If the roll suddenly thins out or gets hollow, you've got timing collisions or overlapping slices creating comb filtering. Fix options. Shorten your crossfades so slices don't overlap too long. Use track delay as a macro pocket control. This is slept on. If the roll feels late and draggy, try -5 to -15 milliseconds on the roll track. If it feels too eager, try +5 to +15. It's way faster than re-editing 100 chops. And another cheat: high pass the roll layer so it contributes mostly mid and top texture, while the main break owns the low-end punch. That alone can make the blend feel more natural, because the low frequencies are where phase issues hurt the most. Alright, now glue it like a record. Group break main and break roll into a drum bus group. On that group, do a simple stock chain. Start with EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean rumble. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 450. Then drum bus for smack. Drive somewhere in the 3 to 8 range. Be careful with boom if you've got a sub-bass line later. Transients up a bit if needed. Then glue compressor, gentle. Ratio 2:1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not about squashing, it's about making the edits feel like one sampled performance. Then a saturator with soft clip on. Just a couple dB of drive, to flatten peaks in a nice way. Then utility to trim gain so you're not clipping your master. That bus chain is a huge part of the illusion. Groove changes timing, but saturation and blue makes the whole thing feel like it's coming from one place. Now add tiny ear candy, but do it like an old school engineer, not like a modern EDM build. Put a short reverb send only on the last hit or two of the roll. Keep it tight, like 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Minimal pre-delay. Filter the lows below 200 so it doesn't swamp the kick. Add a very subtle delay ping on a snare stab, maybe to 16th or an 8th dotted, low feedback, filtered so it's airy. You should feel it more than hear it. Even cooler, automate a short room send into the spaces between hits, not the hits themselves. That reads like the room got excited, not the drums got wet. If you want a darker, heavier variation, do parallel crush on the roll only. Send the roll to a return with saturator and a compressor, or roar if you use it, and blend it back at like 5 to 15%. This keeps the main break clean while the roll gets nasty. And for a classic menace move, pitch the last one or two roll hits down 1 to 3 semitones. Not the whole roll, just the tail. It sounds like the drummer fell into the abyss right before the drop. One more advanced idea: triplet pressure at the tail. in the last half beat of the fill at a quick three-note burst that suggests a triplet drag. In MIDI, it's easy. In audio, you can repeat a tiny slice with warp set to beat so it stays punchy. It creates that late 90s rush into the downbeat. Now, common mistakes to avoid so you don't sabotage yourself. Don't groove everything the same. If the main and roll have identical grooves at high amounts, the roll won't lift. It'll just sound like the whole beat got weird. Don't overdo timing swing at 170. That's how you get flammed kicks and snares and suddenly the drop feels weak. Don't crank random on core break transients. Random is for hats and little stuff, not the backbone. Don't do detailed micro edits before you commit. You'll fight the groove instead of collaborating with it. And watch warping alignment if you duplicated the same sample across tracks. Misaligned start markers plus groove equals comb filtering city. Let's wrap it with a quick practice assignment you can do in 20 minutes.